We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, our next guest is Wojo. Bob Winowski, Wednesday is with Wojo. He joins us every Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny. I was going to start with that, actually. Woj, good morning. How are you? Woj, how are you? Good morning.
Let me just start with one thing real quick.
Okay, gotcha.
I won't take up much of your time at all, okay?
Yep. Yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year! Woo! Happy New Year. How's the New Year doing for everybody?
It's great. We got Sekou and Zadina. We got all these great young stars. We're ready to go.
Yeah, we didn't have you on last Wednesday, so it is your first appearance of the New Year, so it would make sense that you would wish us a Happy New Year.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
And didn't like the little Stony kid you just said there, wasn't last night the grand unveiling? You got V for the Wings and Dumbaye. Did I get that right?
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I'm not sure if you heard the news, but Tua, the quarterback for Alabama, announced that he is going to turn pro. And so we were earlier today talking about the all-time greatest mispronounced names in sports history. And since you are the all-time greatest mispronouncer in sports history, do you have a personal favorite that stands out to you? You know, we obviously mentioned the great Nicholas Lindstrom.
Right, right.
And then I recounted there was a Tiger outfielder a few years ago, Matt T, who you took great glee in mispronouncing his name.
Matt T? Oh, that's right. I never learned how to pronounce it. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Because I knew he wasn't a long term.
Right.
But
and I also mentioned that your name is mispronounced by a lot of people because
the J
is silent. People don't realize that.
Except in the Wojo part of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of weird.
And then, of course, there's the Michigan State football coach.
Dan Antonio, according to many people.
Yeah, Dan Antonio. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about that. No. I am taking the unusual move because I endorse, if the medicals check out, the Lions drafting Tua at number 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the unusual move and learn how to pronounce his name if they do that. Because right now I'm stuck at Tua Tagovailoa. And I know that's not right.
No. That's not right. No.
Right. But that's where I'm stuck, and I'm going to work with a linguist on it and to ensure going forward that it's no longer Tua Tagovailoa. Oh.
The word tongue, as in like, you know, the thing that's inside your mouth, that appears somewhere in his last name. Just as kind of a primer as you get going on this process.
Right. What?
Yes. Yeah. Tagovailoa.
But there's no N in his name.
I don't care. Wojo,
I think you just mangled it, though.
No, yeah. I didn't. I'm reading the pronunciation.
You said to a tungo.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. You're right, I did. Here we go.
But
I'm looking at the pronunciation guide, too, and I'm still messing up.
There goes Stoney's New Year's resolution, to be clear and concise.
Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. We've lost him for the day, Jamie. He's gone.
Yeah. Tagovailoa.
It's all right. We'll get him back tomorrow.
Wojo, you try to pronounce his real first name. That's your homework assignment.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah.
But, this is not a wasted exercise, is it? Are we just spending all this time talking about Tua and, you know, in 3 weeks, some medical will come out. Well, doctors are still unsure, or the Lions aren't remotely interested. It better not be a wasted exercise, because this is the only thing I'll say right here and right now on your little show, okay, on January 8th.
That's it? And you're done?
Maybe. If Quinn and Patricia have already made up their mind not to take Tua at number 3, they're boobs, okay? Keep an open mind. Explore all options. You don't often get a chance to get a potentially transcendent playmaker at quarterback. And everybody, oh, God, come on. They have to win now. They're not even going to consider it. they damn well better consider it, or there'll be something to pay.
I agree, and I think Stoney agrees. I think we all agree with that. My biggest thing, and this is more just, I just don't like wasting time, is I don't want to spend the next 3 months having the Tua debate with Stafford and, you know, should they win now and do they have to win now, et cetera, et cetera. And then come to find out years from now that the Lions took him off their draft board on January the 8th because they really thought he had a Bo Jackson hip. You know what I mean? Like, if they should consider him, absolutely. But if they make up their minds not to take him, and a lot of other NFL teams do, of course they shouldn't tell us that. They got to play their poker hand as best they can. But I'll just be like, oh, we wasted all that time on Tua, and it really was never, ever, ever going to happen.
Yeah, I know. That would be strange that we wasted a lot of time on a topic on sports radio.
I know. But by the way, what did you think of Russell Westbrook's game for the Pistons last night?
Yeah. That's the comparison. A year ago, the dopes like me, not dopes, I believed in it, wanted Russell Westbrook. And I couldn't stop saying Russell because of it. And, you know, it didn't lead anywhere, and we pretty much knew the Pistons weren't going to do that. But this is different. You don't get a shot very often at quarterbacks like this, understanding the medical concerns. But the reason you have a shot at him is because of the medical concerns. So it could work out. Believe me, it is definitely risk-reward. I'm not saying it's a no-brainer, do it no matter what. But don't be held back with, they have to win now, so there's no way they're going to. Who's to say he wouldn't give them a better chance to win now? All the young quarterbacks in the NFL these days, you never know. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this. Stafford has finished the last two seasons injured, right?
Right. We had Orlovsky on earlier, and he said he wouldn't take him. And then I said, well, what about if, because he mentioned the health, what about if he sits this year, Stafford plays, and then they make a decision on Stafford after next season? And he said, well, that I never thought of. That makes some sense, at least.
Oh, you talk some sense into Danny O. That's good. So he's obviously, and I get Orlovsky's point, and I get the point, too, that Stafford was very good before he went down this past season, another year with Bevel. Why mess with that? And I get that. But if there was some other unbelievable defensive star or whatever available at number three, then you could have a better argument. But is Jeffrey Okuda going to immediately make them a playoff contender? If that's what everybody's, they got to be in playoff contention. Is that going to do it?
And I want to ask you about that because Stoney and I talked about this yesterday. The whole, you know, the edict from the Fords to Quinn and Patricia that, you know, you got to be contending next year. That's not the end of the conversation, right? I mean,
no.
like if Quinn and Patricia go into Martha Ford or Sheila Ford Hamp and say, listen, there's a guy here at number three who may not help us at all in 2020, but we'd be stupid as an organization to let him pass. I would hope that the ownership would go, okay, cool, go for it. I mean, it's not, no. It's all about 2020. Got to make the playoffs.
Right. And the fact is that if you were to draft Tua and say he didn't play, but you get him, you have a bunch of other draft picks and a bunch of free agency money. Does that automatically consign you to, all right, not contending this year, taking the year off because of one pick?
No, I mean, they took a guy in the first round last year who didn't help them at all, and they were...
Exactly. Thank
you. Oh, wait, that's a bad argument.
Yeah. And Kerryon Johnson will be back good next year. I'm not chalking him up to, because everybody's, they screwed up taking Kerryon Johnson when he was injured. First of all, those weren't, you know, debilitated. The hip thing is different, which I totally get. Kerryon Johnson will be back. Every player coming out of college has some sort of, quote, injury history. I understand, too, is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Now, Woj, as the czar of college football that you are, you looking forward to the game Monday. Who do you like in this game?
LSU by, I'd say, 7 points.
Okay.
And going back to what we said before about the Hawaiian Lion, Tua. And yes, I am on the tutu train, okay?
Oh, my God. Let me get those all
out of my system.
I was going to hang up
without getting those out, huh? Really?
I, you know what's funny is I hadn't heard that one yet, and now I realize I'm going to hear it every day between now and April 19th or whenever the hell the draft
is. The Hawaiian Lion or the Tutu Train?
Exactly, yes.
Both of them, yeah. What if, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, and this is why you guys are right, the silly part of all this debate is not what, I mean, everything could change by then. Who's to say that Joe Burrow doesn't slide down on the draft board a little bit? Because he is a little bit of a one-year wonder, is he not? He did come out of nowhere with a new offensive system at LSU, surrounded by tons of talent. What if he slid down? What if Tua rockets up to number one? What if Chase Young slides down? I mean, we can keep wasting on-air talk for the next 4 months if you guys want to. I'm up for it.
Oh, we will. I mean,
yeah. we will.
Rest assured, we absolutely will. Yes.
Oh, we will.
Oh, no. We will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I do like LSU. And it's not like, I mean, Trevor Lawrence obviously has not been quite as good. But you do get the impression that Clemson is just sort of waiting there and just to uncoil and spring everything. But that LSU team and that offensive system with Joe Brady, whatever his name is just, it looks unstoppable to me.
So we haven't talked to you on the air since the college football playoff took place, and there were four teams involved. And it is weird. And for years, have argued against those of us who want to expand the playoff. Because I like to have eight teams personally, and I think it's a perfect plan. And I mocked you relentlessly. And you said, you know, you people, next thing you're going to want 12, next thing you're going to want 30 and 40 and 50. When Oklahoma went full schooner up in the first half of that game, I mean, I even looked on Twitter. I even searched you on Twitter. I'm like, oh, God, insufferable. I mean, do you want to do the floor is yours? Do you want to have your little say here?
Yeah. You mean when the Sooner schooner tipped over again in the playoff game? It's been apparent for a while now, and I don't take complete credit for pointing this out, but I'll take most of it, is that there very rarely are like, Utah have gotten in, or darn should Oregon have gotten in, and you say, okay, but what's the harm? And well, the harm is having more bad football games, number one, sort of watering down the playoff, number two, the bloated records or the bloated expectations of teams. Oh, they made the playoff at number eight and got beat 56-3. So four is right. As a matter of fact, based on this year, I think it should be a three-team playoff. Okay. I'm reducing it by one. Just to punish you people who won't stop.
And you forgot to mention the importance of the regular season, too. Yeah, that's always a good one for you people.
Importance of the And what about the kids going to school? What about that?
But what about the kids?
I know.
It's all about those student-athletes. Let's not forget
three-team playoff.
Yeah. All right, Woj, good having you back for 2020. You've gotten the Happy New Year out of the way. It's done. Don't need to hear it again.
The tutu train.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Tutu!
All right, there he is. Wednesdays with Woj on 97.1.
The train.
Yeah, the train.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.